When I did meth, I didn't know what it was or where it came from. I just knew, here's all a young fucking duster knew, is that it equalized the pussy. All I knew is that this is what I got from watching people on drugs. I went, okay, so if you do meth, it basically erases what you look like and all your insecurities and how you feel about yourself and wanting to punch the mirror when you look at the mirror and going, God damn it, what do I look like? A fucking, you know, basically a biker Opie. And I figured if I get the meth, I'll be like the bikers in the way that they get pussy. I don't know why I figured meth equals pussy. I figured methamphetamine will just break bitches' wheels to get the pussy. And I gambled right, to be truthful. To be truthful, if you do crystal methamphetamine, I don't know what incels are doing. This is why the whole world is fucked to me, because I don't know. I figure, man, I might have been an incel. I might have been an incel if I didn't gamble on meth. Because I really didn't have any game. I didn't have any game. And also, I mean, I had low self-esteem. You know, low confidence in a lot of things. Some areas I had confidence. Sports I had confidence. I don't know why. Maybe I wanted to cheat. I think I maybe just wanted to cheat at the sex game, as far as you're like 12, 13, 14, you know, 15. And I really didn't want a girlfriend. You just want to fuck. That's all you want to do, dude. I don't want to fucking call you out. I just want to do weird stuff to you. Like explore your body fucking weirdly. All right? And I guess methamphetamines, as it were, fucking numbs you right up and freezes you, dude, and just goes, yeah, of course I want to, like, put chiclets in your butt. Yeah, I want to do weird shit to dirty, dirty humans, dude, dirty. And the thing about meth is you're dirty, dude. Like, bitches are up for, like, days. Like, and their mind is so gone, they don't think about cleaning. There's some women that think about cleaning, but it has to be, like, in you already. And this is, like, goes back to the mentality, the psychoanalysis, if you will, of the thought process of, all right, I'm having sex. Like, I want to please a woman, dude. All right? So you've been fucking her. You got a six, I don't care if it's six to nine. I don't know. I don't know what it's like to have a big fucking thick fucking cock. I don't know. I got a little cock. I got a fucking average dick. But I don't know if it was from the porn that made me want to jam big stuff in there, you know, to like just start. I'm not saying I did, but like, I never seen somebody put their fucking foot in a bitch until later on, so that wasn't it. I never seen fisting until I was older. But like, I hate, you know what, dude, this is scarring, is the fact that I heard, and now it's stained in my brain, of the dildo with the wire hanger in it. And I know it's getting old. I've talked about it on the podcast before, and it's foul, dude, and it's too much, and it's like, but the point is that tweakers don't think things through, because they're, I guess it's, that's fire. When you're on a fucking tweak mission, dude, and I mean, I'd like to describe the desert community of California, which is, I don't think anybody from anywhere else could even imagine it. Any living anywhere else in America, New York, LA, the Midwest, they all have these ideas about California. The truth of the matter is, California is weird, is rednecky, is racist, is it's backwards, and it's more like where you're at than you think. It doesn't have the selling point that you look at California on the TV and go, oh man, like, I'm gonna go there and get rich, dude. I'm gonna be a movie star. Like, money's just so much easier to make there. This is gonna be great. I mean, the people here are fucking insane and starts way young. And I don't know if it's, I don't know what it is. I don't know. It makes me, like, I remember, like, you get a hold of meth at a real young age. And meth is a different drug because however you're feeling is going to take it to the extreme. So if you're angry, you're going to be angry to the, you know, 27th power, dude. You're going to be raging. If you're horny, you're going to be the horniest that you've ever been and might fuck an animal, dude. Like, I'm not saying I did fuck an animal because I didn't. But I knew people that fucked cats, dude. Like, I knew a guy that fucked a cat in the neighborhood when I was super young, when I was mad young. I knew a guy that I get, even, is there a difference between raping a cat and fucking a cat? I don't think, I don't know. I just know that he put his cock in a cat, and I still, to this day, I didn't, who would say they did that other than somebody they did that? So, like, I don't know who would just be going like, yeah, fuck the cat. To what? What are you gonna get points? What are you gonna? Your boy's gonna look at you different. They're gonna be like, this guy's the man. This guy killed it. Way to go, dude! Fucking congratulations. You know, you're the man. In the same, I don't know why I'm saying this, but at the same time in that same era, it must have been like 89, 90, there was like, it was the first time I ever heard like a pee alarm go off of my boy's sister. My boy's sister, like, used to pee the bed. I remember like this is when I was like crawling in people's windows. I don't know why. I didn't want to be home, you know. I had my mom on drugs, and she was getting her ass beat. So it was like, I'd rather be anywhere else than at my house. So I was like, you know, some friends in the neighborhood fucking popped their window open, let me fucking sleep in there. And those guys had good life, like, as far as there was no drugs, but then they ended up doing drugs. It was weird. We're like, they end up doing drugs, but their parents didn't do drugs. So there's no, you know, there's no really thing to that. There's no, like, if your parents don't do drugs, you're not going to do drugs, you know, because they ended up doing drugs. But maybe they'll stay in their own house, you know? They'll stay in their own house, but I climbed in, you know, I cleaned his window, and I remember, like, waking up, like, I thought the cops were in there. I was, like, 12, 13, maybe 6th, 7th grade. I remember the alarm going off, and everybody's flipping out. Mom is fucking yelling, you know, what the fuck? Like, I guess that was an everyday occurrence to just get yelled at for fucking pissing the bed. And she was like 10, maybe 10, 11. And it's like, they had like sheets down. They like plug into the wall. And it becomes like it had like a cute name, like the little P-man, the little watchman. It was some fucking wild shit. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Like, I'd rather go back home and be with my fucking mom's boyfriend on meth whooping her ass than in this situation.
Attention. And his pants will be crusted with semen from constantly jacking off when he can't find a rape victim.
I'm Rachel Robbins, and tonight's news, we'll talk about hate speech.
Prehistoric animal, hairy beast, a bloody ape, a bite. Came out the cave white, the Canaanite. I take your wife and lay the pipe. And if I ain't offend you, I ain't probably say it right. I'm like Big L in heaven with the Mac 11 raping Christ. I make atheists beg to be forgiven and listen to Christians. I get 5%ers and white supremacists switching positions. I put the fear of God in Christopher Hitchens. Put feminist bitches in kitchens and make vegans live off of chicken and chitlins.